And that's where we leave the World Service and start our day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nicholls. There's all of the latest news and weather coming up, and as the climate warms up, we find out if farmers could soon be growing oranges in the UK. That's all before six. And later this afternoon, Simon Jack explores the impact of big business.
50 years ago, there was a revolution in the boardroom, and now shareholder returns drive businesses today.
Long-run value maximization, that is the social mission of the corporation, and we all benefit from it. You can call that greed is good.
So, have we all profited from this? Or are some people paying more of a price than others?
What happens is workers lose out, investment loses out, and then we are left holding the baby.
The Profits of Profit, presented by me, Simon Jack, this Monday to Friday at 1:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now on Radio 4, here's Simon King.
Caroline, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 27th of January. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Cromarty, Forth, Tyne and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Shannon, 950, expected Ireland, 967 by midnight tonight. Low England, 974, expected Viking, 975 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra. Southeasterly, becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Rain, good, occasionally poor. 40s. Southeast, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty. Southeast, backing northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain, good, occasionally poor. 4th. Tyne. Cyclonic, mainly southwest 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southeast veering southwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 or 6 later, squally showers good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White. Southwest 6 to gale 8, squally showers good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Southwest veering west later 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later in Biscay. Thundery showers, moderate or poor. Fitzroy, westerly 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm 10 or violent storm 11 in north. Veering northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9 later. Thundery showers, poor. Sole, southwest severe gale 9 to violent storm 11. Veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Thundery showers, poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Southwest veering northwest later 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in Fastnet. Thundery showers, poor. Irish Sea. South 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. South Shannon. Southwesterly severe gale 9 to violent storm 11. Veering northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, squally showers poor. North Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic becoming northerly, backing northwesterly later 7 to severe gale 9, rain good, occasionally poor. Malham, Hebrides. East or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers good. Bailey, northeasterly 6 to gale 8. Occasionally, severe gale 9 at first in south. Showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes. East or northeast 6 to gale 8. Showers, good. Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 to 5. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tari Automatic. Southeast by east 5. Rain, 9 miles, 968. Falling slowly. Stornoway, east by north 5, 24 miles, 972, falling more slowly. Lerwick, Southeast 6, slight rain 5 miles, 981 falling. Lucas, east 2, 3 miles, 972 falling more slowly. Bridlington, south-southeast 4, 972 falling more slowly. Sandettan Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 8, 5 miles, 982. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 983. Jersey, southwest 5, 13 miles, 985, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 6, 11 miles, 982. Scilly Automatic, southwest 9, recent precipitation 3 miles, 976, falling. Valenza, southwest by west, south 6, slight showers 2 miles, 958, now rising. Ronald's Way, south 4, rain 4 miles, 969, falling more slowly. Malin Head, southeast 4, 9 miles, 965, falling more slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A deep area of low pressure will gradually move eastwards over the United Kingdom over the next 48 hours. This will bring a very unsettled period of weather with widespread rain, showers and gales across the inshore waters. Cape Wrath to Rattrahead, including Orkney. Easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly later, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times in north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattrahead to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest backing south 4 to 6, then backing southeast 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 5 to 7, backing south 4 to 6, then backing southeast 4 or 5 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing southerly, then becoming cyclonic 5 to 7. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 6 to gale 8, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest veering west later, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 6 at times in Lyme Bay. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, backing south, then veering northwest later 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, east of Great Orme Head, otherwise 7 to severe gale 9, backing southwesterly later, then becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mall of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, then backing easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Loch Foyle to Cardiff Loch. Southerly or southeasterly, backing easterly or northeasterly in north, then becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in south. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly later 5 or 6, increasing 6 at times in the North Channel. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardmercan Point. East or south-east, backing north-east later, 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardmercan Point to Cape Wrath. East, backing north-east, 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southeast, backing northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 27th of January. Good morning, this is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. Holocaust survivors will join the King and political leaders at Auschwitz to mark 80 years since the liberation of the former Nazi death camp. Colombia has agreed to accept American flights carrying deported migrants after Donald Trump threatened to impose import tariffs and other sanctions. In business, debt charities say there's been a big increase in calls from people struggling with their finances. In sport, Tottenham's season has slumped to a new low with defeat to Leicester. Survivors of the Nazi death camp at Auschwitz-Birkenau will return there today, 80 years after it was liberated by the Soviet Red Army. They'll be joined by heads of state, including the King and other European royalty, and the presidents of France and Germany, Emmanuel Macron and Frank-Walter Steinmeier. About 1.1 million people were murdered at Auschwitz, most of them Jews. The date of its liberation has become the Holocaust Memorial Day. Marla Tribbich, who was released from Belsen concentration camp in 1945, is representing the remaining UK Holocaust survivors at Auschwitz.
The message is to try and change the world to a better place, so there should be no discrimination against people who happen to have a different religion or a different colour skin or whatever. There should be more tolerance of one another. We're all individuals, we're all different, but we're all people.
In the past few minutes, the Hamas-run Interior Ministry in Gaza has said that Israel is allowing some hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians to return to northern Gaza. The mass movement was due to begin on Saturday, but Israel accused Hamas of breaching the ceasefire agreement because it failed to secure the release of an Israeli female hostage, Arbel Yehud. International mediators said last night that Hamas had now agreed to free her and two other hostages before Friday. Colombia has agreed to accept flights carrying migrants deported from the United States after President Trump threatened to impose tariffs and other sanctions on the country. Yesterday, the Colombian government refused to allow two American military planes carrying deportees to land. President Gustavo Petro said those deported weren't criminals and should be sent back on civilian planes. Colombia says the US has now agreed to treat repatriated citizens with dignity, and Washington says it will not go ahead with the tariffs. A Latin American expert from BBC Monitoring, Luis Fajardo, says the measures would have been a major blow to the Colombian economy.
The US is Colombia's main trading partner, its main investment partner. Colombia sells nearly $15 billion every year to the United States, things like oil, coffee, flowers. And with Valentine's Day coming up, it couldn't come at the worst time. I was talking a few hours ago to a Colombian business.